injuries. Donnie Avery will be out. Will not practice today. Is making improvement, doing a good job. Fleming will not practice today. Hamstring strain. We'll just see. It's a day-to-day situation. Josh Martin, likewise, hamstring strain. Will not practice today. And we'll just see how he does. Everybody else is going to practice. We'll ease Chris Owens back in and see how he feels. Eric Berry will practice. Alex Smith will practice. So everybody will go. And before we get rolling here too far, a recognition to the American Indian Heritage Month and the great work that's taking place today and this month. I think it's a phenomenal tribute and very important. We talked about the ability to educate, to honor, and to raise awareness in that area. Niall Davis, being the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, which is a great tribute to him, Tobe, and the guys that were blocking for him all the way around. And then the Royals, baby, Game 7. Doggone, it doesn't get any better than that, huh? So we're all pulling for him and wish him the best of luck. With that, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Jets. And we don't look at records. We look at the players and the coaches, and they're good in both those areas. And they're playing their hearts out. So we've got to make sure that we get ourselves right, study the opponent, and then make sure we get ourselves right with that time, Drew. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll just see how he did, but that's the way he's looking at it right now.
When did you become aware that he had an injury? So after a game or on Monday?
No, we knew at halftime that he was sore. He landed on it right there that last play at halftime, right. But he felt good enough to, you know, he felt good enough to play and that. It's just those kind of things, they tighten up a bit on you after the game, and so you get a bruise on your shoulder, that those things happen. So.
Did you dial anything back because
No, he was loose and he stayed loose. He felt good, and you know, the docs looked at him, make sure he wouldn't be in a position where there would be any further injury. It's just landed on it, funny. You know, so, you know, but he's okay today. He felt pretty good yesterday, and you know, we'll see how he does today. I mean, that's what I can tell you there. Joe's going to practice today. That's a good point. Joe's going to practice today. Limited role. We're just going to kind of get him back in the swing of things. And, you know, again, we kind of look forward to doing that, seeing, getting himself back into a little bit of football shape there.
Sunday a long shot?
Yeah, Sunday would be a long shot. Yeah, it probably won't happen Sunday.
Did you get 3 weeks of that activated?
Yes. Yeah. So our docs felt it was time to kind of get him back doing football things. And but we're just going to take it nice and slowly. Who's going to win this race right here? Who's going to get that out first? All right, here we go. Next question.
When 2 years ago when you're getting the evaluations for the guys in the draft, do you remember at all talking about returning without a returnability without it?
No, that was really Dave's idea after he saw him run around a little bit. And he had never done that before. But you know, we were looking for guys at that time that had some of the qualities that Dave looks for, and Niall had those.
You don't normally see guys that big.
You don't.
Do what he can do. There have been a couple here over the years. Tamaric Vanover was a big guy.
Yeah.
That had done it. What's the key for him with that kind of size to make a good kick return?
Yeah, well, I think with kick return, it's important that you see it and you hit it. You're not dancing in the hole. You see daylight. Hit that daylight and hit it hard and aggressive, and he does that. Now he's blessed with great speed along with that size, and a very powerful young man. So he's taking great pride in this. It's not been a overnight thing for him. He's taken massive amount of reps to be able to secure the football when it's kicked and be consistent with that. And my hat's off to him. Nobody works harder than Niall. You guys know him, but nobody works harder at the game than what Niall does.
And the NFL is on pace for a record number of double-digit comebacks this year. Why do you think that is? Why are games so wide open all of a sudden?
Quarterbacks, I think you go back to college, and even in high school, all the spread offense, kids are throwing the ball. And probably more so than ever in the history of the game, I would imagine. And so they get to this level, and it gives you an opportunity to, if you're behind, to score points relatively quick. I would probably think, without studying, I'd probably tell you that would have something to do with
it. Is that a better deal, do you think?
Well, it's exciting. If you're a defense coordinator, probably not so good. But from an offensive standpoint, it's pretty good. Well, not only because he's a Missouri Tiger, right? But he's a heck of a football player, and he brings great energy. He's got a big personality, and he plays big. And he's got great athletic ability. Yeah, this defensive line is they're very, very good. You're looking at one of the better defensive lines in the National Football League. Really, one of the better front sevens in the National Football League. They get after it now. And they get after it. And, 96 isn't a bad player either. So, yeah, he's pretty good.
You talk about getting after. Is that the definition in your mind of a Rex defense?
Yeah, and variety. So Rex is going to throw a lot of pitches at you, a lot of different pitches. And they're not going to be the same thing that he threw last week or the week before or the week before. So, and he'll do it at any time, any place, and so you've got to be ready for that.
So it's not fastballs. Slurves and sliders and curves.
And change-ups. He can give you everything. Yep. Okay, guys.